Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Before World War II, I'm told, Berlin was the center of LGBTQ culture in Europe.
I'll myself raise your hand. There's no greater dictator in the land.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You need appropriations, but the taxpayers be on the hook.
There'll be insurance payments in part to cover this, but we don't want to allow worrying about where the financing is coming to hold up reconstruction.
Didn't hear no.
Bottom line, as President Biden has made clear, the federal government will provide all of the support that Maryland and Baltimore need.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately, immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Get the governor harumph. Harumph.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to join us here on the Howie Carr Show. So they're really going after Donald Trump. He committed crimes with his real estate valuations. It's not a victimless crime, we were told by countless pukes, pablum puking, pampered pukes on the on state-run media, one of whom was Jon Stewart, a reputed comedian. New York Post is reporting this afternoon. He opined on air this week that Donald Trump's civil real estate case overvaluing his property was not victimless, when it turns out the price of a previous home sale finds Stewart doing exactly the same thing, the New York Post has learned. These are not victimless crimes, he said on Monday night. It was all part of a very specific real estate practice known as lying. This is an exact quote. But it didn't take long for internet sleuths to look into Stewart's own property history, where it shows an overvaluation of his New York City penthouse by a staggering 829%. In 2014, Stewart sold his 6,300-foot Tribeca duplex for $17.5 million. But according to 2013-2014 assessor records, the property was market valued at only $1.9 million. The actual assessor valuation, that's what he paid property taxes on, was $847,000. Records also show that Stewart paid significantly lower property taxes, which were calculated on that market value price, precisely what he called out Trump for doing in his Monday monologue. A user tweeted, "This is right in Letitia James' jurisdiction. I look forward to the impending grand jury indictment." I'm shocked. Who did he must have defrauded somebody. Oh, it doesn't matter if he defrauded someone. It's still a crime. It's not a victimless crime. Shocked. Shocked. 844-500-4242. To paraphrase Chris Cuomo, or maybe to quote him exactly, this hypocrisy reeks. Oh, he was referring to Mika and Morning Joe. Time now for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden said that after he reviewed pulmonary information with tests for bridge collision, that it was an accident consistent with protocols from when he was Tubgoat pilot.
Did Joe ever work as a tugboat pilot? You know, after he went over the top in the trenches of World War One, and then fought his way up the Italian boot against Mussolini, and then joined to fight with the Marines at Iwo Jima.
I think he has said something about being on a ferry before.
He has?
I think maybe, if memory serves. I'll have to find it.
I've been on the Casco Bay Ferry countless times, but I never claimed to have piloted it.
Hello, Howie. This is Robert Kennedy Jr. calling. I'm going to give you the exclusive announcement of my vice presidential pick. Susan Collins.
Hello, Howie.
We are the voices of the next generation. I'm Robert Kennedy.
I'm Susan Collins.
And we approve this message.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. His real running mate is Nicole Shanahan. And I like the headlines yesterday when he announced that far leftist Nicole Shanahan. She may be a far leftist, but that was not the reason he picked her. He picked her because she is billionaire Nicole Shanahan. She has plenty of money because she used to be married to one of the founders of Google. That's why he... And then he also said, I picked her because she's athletic. No, you picked her because of her bank account. Come on. She's not bad looking, but even in Robert Kennedy's case, that wasn't job one. In this case, first he looked at the purse. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one Thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIEBOGO. Offer expires this Sunday.
I've asked the leaders of Hamas, Ishmael, and Sinbad to dig a new tunnel under the Tabasco River to replace the collapsed bridge named after that bad dude who wrote a bad song, Francis Oski.
Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. Go ahead, next one.
Wow, Joe Biden's running against two people now, Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Does this mean he'll have to steal twice as many votes to win?
Yeah, I think this puts an end to all the speculation that Bobby Kennedy is trying to steal votes from Donald Trump. There's not going to be too many votes stolen from Donald Trump by the Kennedy-Shanahan ticket. By the way, when she was married to Sergey Brin, she supposedly had an affair with Elon Musk. And that was reported not by a TMZ or some gossip site that you never heard of. That was reported by the Wall Street Journal. That's what broke up the marriage, is when she had a one-night stand or thereabouts with Elon Musk. And the Wall Street Journal still stands by its story to this day, even though Nicole Shanahan denies it.
Howie, after that cargo ship leaves Baltimore, maybe he can sail down the Cape Cod Canal. I mean, we could use a couple new government-funded bridges here.
I think it would be a bit of an inconvenience for, I don't know, 10, 20 years by the new standards of American governmental construction. And by the way, Mara Healey has announced that the bridges are in fine condition. The bridges are in fine, and half of the people in the shelters are American citizens, too. And she's cutting your taxes. And everything is fine in Massachusetts, and all the potholes have been filled, too. So you can trust Mara Healey. She's not like the others.
I guess it pays to be a bridge in a heavily Democrat state.
Well, that, as someone said today, that bridge got what was coming to it because it was named after Francis Scott Keyes, a slave owner.
Yes, the Summer of Love 2020 is taken to the seas.
I guess, yeah. They had a statue of Francis Scott Keyes in San Francisco, and they took it down. in the George Floyd looting, arson, murder mania of 2020. But then they took down statues of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. I even think Dianne Feinstein had her statue removed, or a school that was named after her. It was changed because I forget why. It's San Francisco.
You can always tell a Harvard woman. You just can't tell them much.
Yes. Yes. Am I the only one who misses Radcliffe? Most people don't even get that joke. That used to be the female version of Harvard. I don't know. Is there even a Radcliffe anymore? Or is it just a name in a history book? Probably that.
1 week we're reeking of mendacity. Next week we're reeking of hypocrisy. Can't we just reek of onions for a change?
The Onion is for sale, by the way. The satirical, formerly satirical, now just another dreary left-wing site. They're trying to unload it. They've already gotten rid of Deadspin and Jezebel. All these new high-tech companies that were going to replace newspapers and TV stations, which are going under, granted. They're going under, too.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. There you go again. A massive tragedy happens involving a bridge, and what do you do within 2 minutes? Ran about the name of the Cuomo Bridge. Hopefully decades from now, no one will remember either racist name, the Tappan Zee or the Francis Scott Key. You bygone bridge buffoon, we're going to be fine.
Tappan Zee is not a racist name. The Tappan Indian tribe, that's what the bridge is named after. And Z, I guess you could say that's colonial. That's the Dutch word, I think, for sea. But Tappan, it's half Native American, which is a lot more Native American than the senior senator from Massachusetts, Senator Fake Indian.
Hey, Howie and Taylor. Hey, I ran into an old buddy of mine at the store the other day. Actually, I guess I alighted into him because he wasn't moving.
I meant to look up that word last night and I forgot all about it. I don't think I'm going to use that word on the show or in my column or in my daily conversation either. Elided. That's what happens when you collide with something that's not moving.
No, I'm never going to use that in a conversation, but it's just nice to know. I'm not that much of a jerk where I'm going to say elided instead of collided.
You know, I think slam is a really good word.
Right, that's a nice newspaper word.
It sums it up. But slam. Everybody knows what a slam is.
This was a preliminary report from a governmental organization. Can't use that kind of vernacular.
It reeks of legalese, Taylor. It has the odor of legalese about it.
Transportation Secretary Buttigieg said that they need to remove government roadblocks when they rebuild the Baltimore Bridge. Therefore, the climate gender equity plans will only have to be 10 pages or less.
There's a great column in the Wall Street Journal. Maybe I'll get to it today. I'll definitely read it to you about how they all these regulations that they put in. You know that's why there's no infrastructure being built under the infrastructure acts that they passed, trillions of dollars, and nothing's getting done because of all this bureaucratic red tape. And they keep saying we need it. But once there's a real disaster like what happened in Baltimore with the bridge, they just say we're not going to have any of this crap.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Trump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Trump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear a second brand-new Trump Line every evening, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's posted every night, weeknights around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, and it's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HowieBogo. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HowieBogo. Offer expires this Sunday.
Hello, Howie. This is Robert Kennedy Jr. calling. I'm going to give you the exclusive announcement of my vice presidential pick, Susan Collins.
Hello, Howie.
We are the voices of the next generation. I'm Robert Kennedy.
I'm Susan Collins.
And we approve this message.
I don't think Susan has as big a bank account as Nicole Shanahan. Bren. Formerly Bren. Now just Shanahan. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. He's Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HowieBogo. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code HowieBogo. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what kind of life do you believe your kids or grandkids will have compared to yours? Better, worse, or about the same?
Worse, unfortunately.
88% say worse.
It's pretty steady all afternoon. Tomorrow, a day that will live, well, not in infamy, but you'll remember it for a couple of days anyway. Samuel Bankman Fried is going to be sentenced to prison. The dirty, filthy hippie who stole billions and billions of dollars and gave hundreds of millions of it to the Democrat Party. He's going to be sentenced for his massive fraud. He ran the biggest Ponzi scheme in world history. I don't even know how much money. I don't even think they know how much money he stole. But now,
take a bath, hippie.
Damn right. Damn right. So the federal prosecutors are asking for 40 to 50 years, even though he's a Democrat. Think how much they'd be looking for a Republican. But the defense is requesting a much lower range of just over 6.5 years. And what they do in these cases is, right before the sentencing, the defense files all the letters begging for mercy. Sam felt deeply for every human living being, farm animals included, so much so that he adhered to a vegan diet and convinced several others in our living group to become vegan, too.
They're just a human being.
He took every actionable step he could to reduce suffering. Another gave Bankman Fried high marks for doing his chores around the house. Oh, I'll read you a few more of these when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I used to love to read these things with the gangsters, especially in Boston, the letters that send in before the sentencing. I remember Larry Bayoni's son, Judge Nelson. My father Larry is no angel, but he'll soon be with them if you don't do the right thing. He died in prison, Larry Bayoni. But anyway, here's one for Samuel Bankman-Fried. Though I have never met Sam, I firmly believe that while he may be an MIT grad, what the hell does that have to do with anything? He stole money. He did not fully understand the scope of what was going on and did not have malicious intent. If it had malicious intent, he would have stolen $1 trillion, a gazillion dollars. A parent whose son lost $130,000 on FTX also shared her thoughts with the court, writing that she hopes Bankman-Fried, quote, will be given a sentence in the range of 70 months. What, does she work for his defense law firm? That's what they want, too, something in the range of 70 months. Experts generally believe he will serve at least 20 years on the low end, this is the Daily Mail, and that he is likely to wind up in a medium security facility. I think he's going to get sick. And you know what happens if you get sick? They all claim to be sick, and they want to get into Devon's in air. Not just the wise guys from Boston, although, you know, it's a close commute to the city, but everybody wants to. That's where they put Carlos Danger, Anthony Weiner, because it's nice. I mean, no prison's nice, but this is being in the medical facility is nicer. I think there's two medical facilities. There's AIR, and I think the other one is Butner in North Carolina. There may be one on the West Coast, but those are the two on the East Coast anyway. 844-500-4242. So President Trump sent out another Truth Social, another tweet today about Ronna McDaniel. Only called her Ronna Romney. But that's her name. Come on. But it's all caps. He's really angry about it. He's just trying to make a point here. He didn't have time to call this one in. He just sent it out. MSDNC fake anchors have taken over NBC from Chairman Brian Roberts, and he doesn't know what to do! Exclamation point. Their ratings suck. Fire them and start all over again. Who would have ever thought that failed host Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd would have the audacity to reprimand Brian Roberts concerning the hiring of Ronna Romney? They should fire him immediately and never look back. MAGA 2024. Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd, that's not as good as Rush's names for him. Maynard G. Todd for his little Maynard G. Krebs goatee that Bob Denver had in Dobie Gillis. And then F. Chuck Todd. That was a good one, too. F. Chuck Todd. 844-500-4242. So this is the breaking story today about the cost of colleges. More than a few students and parents experience sticker shock when considering the cost of colleges, and the prospective students at a number of New England universities are seeing a particularly breathtaking sum this fall. Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, and Yale will now top $90,000 a year for tuition, housing, and other expenses, according to the school's admission websites. Other private colleges around New England are also likely to cross the $90,000 annual threshold, but haven't released their updated costs. $90,000 to go to college. Is this a good buy? I think not. I think this is one reason why everybody's thinking, why 88% of the people voting in the poll are saying the kids are going to have it worse off. I mean, what are they getting for $90,000? I read this morning, and I know I've been around a long time and I'm old, but I couldn't afford to go to Brown University in 1969. You know why? Cost $3,200. $3,200 was too much. My parents said, oh, we got a house. We'll take out a mortgage. We own the house outright and we make no money, but they didn't say that. But we'll take out the mortgage so you can go to Brown if you want to. And I thought, no, I don't need a guilt trip. I've just spent 4 years at MCI Deerfield, you know, an all-boys school, locked up all winter. I wanted out. I didn't want to be thinking about how much it was costing my parents. So I faked in-state tuition at UNC and went there and got it for like $1,000. But $90,000. $90,000. BU, for instance, says you know that they'll take care of people that need financial aid. BU is committed to meeting 100% of demonstrated financial aid, quote, for admitted first-year students who are U.S. citizens or permanent residents. Surely they meant to say for admitted first-year students who are not U.S. citizens or who are illegal aliens. That's more like it, isn't it? 978. Howie, what does $90,000 a year for a degree in women's studies get you these days? I could tell you the big donut, zero. Yeah, well, you know, supposedly it would be, you know, a ticket into corporate America. You know, that's your credential to get in. But, you know, I hate to say it, but if you're a white male, you haven't got much of a future in corporate America, period. Do you? Or government. You got to go out on your own now, I think. I mean, even if there were real newspapers still there, there aren't any real newspapers. But even if there were real newspapers, could someone like me go into newspapers now and expect to make a decent career of it? No, of course not. No. I think you have to go into some industry where you can show your talents and not have to worry about DEI, and I think increasingly that means like a skilled trade, like being an electrician or a plumber. I think that's the ticket for all Americans. You know, as opposed to people who just arrived on the boat and can check all the boxes and wear hijabs and dye their hair pink, you know? I mean, you got to start your own business. That's another way. I mean, $90,000. How many parents can afford $90,000? How many families can afford $90,000? Everybody's going into debt to pay that kind of money. Not everybody, but 95%+ of the population. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, I'm curious if you would know of any type of loan that is exempt from being discharged in a bankruptcy hearing, with the exception of student loans.
I don't know.
What a racket that is, student loans. You know what a protection. You know.
But Bob, they're not paying back the student loans. They're running this slow motion, dismissal of all student loans, at least if you're a member of a protected class, which includes working for a government.
Right, right. And I would, you know, I would rather see, you know, you're able to discharge it in a bankruptcy hearing than have it dismissed or pardoned.
Yeah, but what does it matter? It's a moot point, isn't it? They're all going away. At least again, if you're a member of a protected class, there are two levels of citizens or non-citizens in the two levels of human beings in the United States. One has to obey the rules, pay back their debts, is responsible for, say, things like child support and working for a living, and the rest is everybody else. They don't have to do anything. They just live off us. Thanks for the call, Bob. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie.
Yes.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm John from Pennsylvania. You were talking about college tuition. Okay, $90,000 you
yes.
were mentioning? Okay.
Yes.
This is in the mid-70s. I went to Villanova, okay, outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And nobody can believe me, but I paid $3,000 a year for tuition, and I have receipts to prove it. Now, granted, I did not live on campus. I was a commuter. I don't know if there is such a thing anymore there.
John, I believe you. And you know, a lot of these schools, Catholic schools, like Boston College, had a huge commuter element to the student body. I don't think they have it either anymore.
I think they tried to weed out the commuters so as to upgrade themselves to make them look like high class, da 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 da. And I want to say that Villanova's just the tuition, okay, that I quoted $3,000 in the mid 70s, is something like $50,000 now, and we're not even counting room and board. And I wasn't involved with that. I had to work for a living to pay the tuition.
Yeah, I always used to say until very recently that, you know, I don't think you get a better education at the Ivy League schools, but at least the degree is worth more. I'm not even sure that's true anymore, though, John, after what's been happening in the last few years and particularly months. You know, is anybody impressed by a Harvard degree anymore?
I am certainly not. And I'll tell you, if kids had happened for us, I don't think I'd be sending them to college, all right? I'd be sending them to electrician school, okay, or players.
You know, I got a grandson. He's very smart, but he's a white male, and he likes trucks. So I think he's a heterosexual. So, I mean, what is it? What is his future in corporate America, John? Zero. He has no future. It doesn't matter how smart he is.
Be a plumber. You will never be out of a job.
I know. I remember when I had a guy come to my place in Wellesley before I downsized, and he was like 30 years old, and he was a plumber. And I said, "You're the youngest plumber I've seen in decades." I said, "Boy, do you have it made in the shade. You're all set being a 30-year-old plumber." Because, you know, for decades, nobody wanted to be a plumber or an electrician because it was, I don't know, it was downscale. And, you know, you'd get into these corporate worlds and become the associate assistant, deputy vice president. And I think people have figured it out, though, now that you're better off going into the trades. And you know, you have a skill. And, you know, there's only so many DEIs that are going to want to get into that because it's complicated and it requires skill and it takes hard work. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Become a Howie Carr Show super fan.
Subscribe to Howie's newsletter and you'll get the latest news, columns, cheap bastard deals, and other special offers from the Howie Carr Show. Just enter your name and email at HowieCarshow.com.
Howie Carr is back.
I said my friend has his grandfather's receipt from Boston College for a term. He graduated in 1904. Receipt is for $12. I wrote this stupid story my junior year for a no one else was going to do it for the journalism school, and they were going to pay me $250 towards my tuition. And so I won, and they misspelled my name. They said they put it in their little stupid magazine by Howard Korn. But the important thing was they gave me this voucher for $250 to pay for my tuition for the semester, and I went to the bursar or whatever they called it at the J school, and I gave them the $250. You know what they gave me back? $25 cash, because it was $225 for the semester. I mean, that was a buy back then.
Would you go out and buy a car with that $25 after that?
That's when I hit my 59 Impala. That's about what it was worth. But it was great. It was a score. I mean, you didn't need a hell of a lot of money to go to school back then if you weren't going to an Ivy League college. 844-500-4242. A guy says that
Ivy League was going to run you at least $700 a semester.
I told you $3,200. I still remember $3,200 for the $69.70 a year at Brown University. That's what it was going to cost me. Seemed like all the money in the world. 774. I'm a skilled tradesman at a worldwide known sporting goods company. They just announced at our DEI meeting they'd be hiring people without skills for skilled trades like machinists or electromechanical if they have a desire to work in the trades. We have a few already, and it's a total failure. Yeah, I know. 508, when I was at school in the 80s, I was told you'll need a two-year degree just to work at McDonald's. Boy, were they wrong. A lot of stuff you were told at college has turned out to be total BS, has it not? Herb, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Herb.
Hey, Howie. Back in the early 2000s, I owned a company that did business with a lot of the private schools, Choate, et cetera, Suffield, and so on.
Yeah.
And the tuitions were out of sight. You want to talk about tuitions? We had one family at Choate that had four kids there. Cost them $160,000 a year. That was in the early 2000s. And all those little angels did was go forth to the Harvards and the Yales and all. I can't
right.
imagine what the tuition is at those schools today.
Oh, I mean, it rises in tandem with the schools that they're supposedly feeding. You know, I would assume Choate, Deerfield, Exeter, and they got to be like probably close to $70,000 now, I would say. I mean, it's just one of my daughters went to Deerfield for a PG year. I think it was like about $50,000, something like that. I didn't mind paying it because I went on the arm for 4 years, and so did my brother because we were townies. Thanks for the call, Herb. 844-500-4242. Rose, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rose.
Hi, Howie. I'm a college student right now, and it's just really sad. Like our senior year of high school, they told us we have to go to college, we have to get a degree, and all these kids are coming out $100,000 in debt. They have no place to live. They can't afford rent anywhere. They have these fake degrees that are really doing not much for them. And if someone just told us that we could have gotten into the trades, we would have learned a skill forever. It's just very sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you see the kids that are 5-10 years older than you, and they come out and they're in this just the situation you described. I mean, you gotta start thinking about the trades. You know. It's just a better deal all the way around. Thanks for the call, Rose. We'll keep going with this when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.